This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Just check for any announcements on the Facebook, because it could mean that I may have decided not to come on that evening. Something happens. All right. And we all know that you don't have to come, for nothing. What else is there? Okay. All right. There was a question asked last week, and it's a question I'm afraid that doesn't take a short answer. And the question was, what is the correct understanding of the phrase Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Now again, this is a very fundamental phrase. But before I go there, the name of the school is the Academy of Sharia. It was the Academy of Sharia and Law, but I don't think we're doing any law studies from now on. So we just call it the Academy of Sharia. Sharia is a very fundamental term. And I want to start off by describing or discussing what is the real meaning of the word Sharia. When we use the many words that we use, what is Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, Sharia, Fiqh, Usulul Fiqh, Usulul Hadith, Usulul Quran. These are what is a Muslim, what is a kafir, what is a mushrik. How do we define Islam? How do we define shirk? How do we define bid'ah? How do we define sunnah? These are extremely important terms for mothers and fathers particularly, who need to answer the questions that their children will invariably ask them. Because they hear these terms in the marketplace, they will come home and say, Mommy, you know, somebody spoke about bid'ah, or somebody spoke about Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or somebody spoke about tariqah, or somebody spoke about sharia. And as parents, we must be able to give them the correct understanding. It's very, very important. So we also need to understand what is the correct understanding. So let's look at the word sharia, which comes from the word shara'a, which means to enact laws, to make laws, to legislate. And that